This was Atma Sanatana. This is the real conception of Sanatana Dharma. Tell truth, tell pleasing. Never tell truth which is not pleasing. And neither you will talk pleasing what is not true. Satyam Vriyat, Priyam Vriyat, Maha Vriyat, Satyam Apriyam. Priyancha Nanitam Vriyat, Esa Dharma Samadhi. Unnecessarily don't give any pain to any person. That is the underlying. And also, the higher underlying principle is the above truth, there is something else. So-called truth. Absolute truth is there. The truth of your conception is not to be followed always. They are all relative. So, try it. And the real truth is always pleasing at the same time. The Satchit Anandam. Real truth is inseparably connected with Anandam. Try to find out that. So, this formal truth in this world is not truth proper. What we come across generally in the name of truth, that is not the real conception of truth. Ramchandra followed the line of that moral truth, but Krishna did not care for that. He is encouraging Yudhishthira, oh, say lie, tell lie to Dronacharya. Dasarath banished Ramchandra. But Vasudev, he did not obey his, he did not keep his own word to Kamsa. He is stealing Krishna to Dambalaya. But he was about that whatever child the devotee will produce, I shall take it to you. He was committed already to Kamsa, but he broke that moral law, and he took Krishna to Dambalaya. But on the other hand, Ramchandra had to go to the forest, because Dasarath could not refuse to his wife, whom he already promised that he would give some, whatever he would ask, he would sanction. He could not withdraw from his promise. He fainted. So, in Krishna conception we are taught that the ordinary truth which is in vogue in this phenomenal world, that has got no much value. That may be crossed, sadvadharmam parityajyam ahamekam. When this worldly truth and the myself, is opposing party, if the truth come to myself. Truth is my creation, I am Anandam, that is the supreme position, holds. Truth, Chit and Sat, they are rather, they are absorbed in Anandam. Ananda is the real interior, Anandam, harmony, beauty, and their parts, the existence, eternal existence, and also consciousness of the existence, that is subsidiary to ecstasy, to Anandam, to fulfillment. Satchidam, Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Satya, Shivam, as consciousness, that is more important. That had got two phases, existence and self-consciousness. But the consciousness is hankering something. But in Sundaram, in Anandam, it is full in itself. It is already consciousness and existence of the deep presupposed. It is within its clutch. And they are not full. Mere existence is not appreciable. Conscious existence, that is also not appreciable. Consciousness means searching for something. But Anandam, there is existence, consciousness, as well as fulfillment. Reality is for itself.
Maharaj, there's one general statement.
What is the meaning? Neha nanasti kinchana.
Neha. Then another line. Neha.
Bhaktivinoda
Thakur. Neha nanasti kinchana.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given
that all, there is unity, there is harmony underlying everything. Apparently it is separate existence, but internal connection has connected them all into one whole, organic whole. The eye is there, and the nose is there, the nail is there, but they are not separately independent things. They are connected to one organization.
Ekamadvitiya.
Vegamadhava. Mahaprabhu's interpretation to that. He told the Sarvabhauma. I also heard from one professor when I was in a college student. Neho nanasti kinchana. If there is not nana, the Shankaracharya, he accepts the meaning in a particular way. Neho nanasti kinchana. Veda says that this plurality is absent. So only one unity, Brahma, ego eva aditya. But Mahaprabhu says if nana is not there, then where the question, how the question arises to say that not there is nana? So plurality is there, diversity is there. And still you have to understand that there is unity behind them. They are not separately independent. That will be the meaning. So, sarvam khulidam brahma. All what we see, that is brahma. What does it mean? Shankaracharya says only brahma, and what we see, that is non-existent. Then Mahaprabhu says, you accept partially you are accepting Veda. Sarvam is also there. So we cannot say that there is not sarvam. Sarvam is also to be accepted and the Brahma accepted. Nana is accepted and it is not nana, that is also accepted. Both sides should be accepted. If it is not, then no question of coming to say such thing, yes. To preach. So, sarvam khulidam brahma, neho nanasti kinchana, tattam osi, tat also there, tam also there. And there is no necessity of giving such statement if it is not existing. Then whom do we speak? When I get such interpretation in Badrinarayan temple, one advocate of Bombay, a Gujarati man, he appreciated it very much. He was a father of Shankaracharya. But what you say, we can't deny this. So Mahaprabhu say, yes, Shankara has accepted partially. And the full thing has been accepted by Mahaprabhu himself. Then also, Brahma, jato vaimani bhutani jayanti jeno jatani kivanti jat pajanta vishan vishanti tadevad bambhu. From which everything is coming, who is sustaining everything, again everything is entering in whom, that is bambhu. Mahaprabhu says that this is not nirvishesha. There is so many significance in bambhu. Everything is coming, so he is the source. Then when it has come, he is also sustaining. That is also a vaishishtya. specification, particularity, and again entering and remaining in him. So Adhikaran, Apadan, and all these Karakata, these Vaishishtas are not Nirvishesha, not Inat. There are so many signs of movement, it is there.
Abu Chandra Rai Mat after the departure of Swami Maharaj. He told, come with a heavy heart. So long we used to come with happy heart, but now with heavy heart. He is reminding me of that day. Sadhu also we know that Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj has left this world. We would like to remember his life and activities as much as possible. About 1930, 1926 or so, I met him. I joined Gauriya Math. And shortly found him. He returned from a preaching tour with Bharati Maharaj at that time. Young and smart, beautiful, jolly, and very firm in his principle, especially towards Naam Bhajan. High family also he came from, respectable high family, from Dhaka Munshi Ganjo. At present that is within Bangladesh. At that time it was called in British India, Bengal. Next, I saw him. He came with a preaching party from the west, that is west India, western parts of India, with Mon Maharaj from the Naimisharanya. He came. Anyhow, some natural friendship grew between us. perhaps of similar high social rank and similar education, similar simplicity and earnestness of Krishna consciousness took us together intimately, gradually. Closer connection with him, I heard about latter part of 27, in New Delhi, for a few weeks we are allowed to work together there in New Delhi, and intimacy grew more. Then next, our 29 or so, he was in Badiyati in Bengal, in a village mot, going on his Naam Bhajan. I requested Prabhupada, that is an educated young man, his service may be very useful in present New Delhi preaching affairs. If you allow, I may ask him to come and join me in my activity. I was then much command of New Delhi. And through me, the mot was founded there in New Delhi. Prabhupada gladly gave his consent that if you can take him and engage him in preaching service of Mahaprabhu, then he will do the work of a great, a real friend to him. And then Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj at stud, and then Sadhikarananda Brahmacharya. He went to me in New Delhi. A long time we had very intimate friendship, friendly connection. We worked together. He had much appreciation for me. And I had also appreciation for him in his sincere search after Krishna consciousness. But his nature was more of a shastric nature, scriptural nature. What he found to be the advice of the scriptures, he tried his best to adhere to that. But about the application of scriptural advices into practical life, as our Guru Maharaj wanted us to do, that he was a little miserly. তার মধ্যে সর্বশ্রেষ্ঠ নাম সংকীর্তন, এ ক্লিয়ার স্ক্রিপচারাল অ্যাডভাইস অফ মহাপ্রভু, হি ট্রাইড হিজ বেস্ট টু স্টিক টু দ্যাট। অ্যান্ড অলমোস্ট হিজ লাস্ট ডে পিওর ক্যারেক্টার, moral, social, educational, from different directions, as a very good man. and a very strict form in his practice, very sincere and very jolly. And satisfied under any circumstances, almost. It tried to be. When there are differences amongst the trustees, in some way or other, and we could not stay in the mission, I left the mission, he also did at the same time. I went to Vrindavan, and after staying there for a month, I came back. I came back here to lead parliamentary by the grace of Nityananda Mahaprabhu. And he finally decided to live in Nandagram at that very time. Both retired from the missionary life. And I chose this place for my last days of my life. And he chose Nandagram. And there is one Nandabagija, little far off from Nandagram towards Javata, Kalamkhandi, Nandabagija. He wrote a letter from there to me. I found in his language that he is very much satisfied, fully satisfaction he has attained in his present life. It was very conspicuous to me that he is now very happy, fully surrendered. What he searched after, he has got that and is fully satisfied. I found from his letter. I was then also here in a rented house, 2 rupees a month, and living alone. My God is dead. That is not much. But after a long time, only a few days ago, two or three years ago, suddenly he told that in my whole life I had the greatest satisfaction, inner satisfaction, when I lived in Nandabagija. That was 1940 or 41 beginning. So after so many years of his bhajan, he appreciated that life as a life of highest satisfaction. And I could detect from here that how he is in full satisfaction in his life. I could feel the reason. Shuddha Sapta. Completely surrendered, detached from, and wholly dependent on Krishna, the life, wholly dependent on Krishna's will. No worry, no ends and objects of life, as fully vacant, only for Krishna to approach. To come, to approach, fully prepared, yes. for that. No prejudice. Even the prejudice and thoughts and the suggestions and the design of one's own to acquire Krishna consciousness. Not that, even not that. What is he surrendered? Whatever he likes, he may do and prepared for that. Such attitude. Such attitude. Generally we find in scripture the sharanagati, the surrender, is the basis, is the foundation on which so many variegated structures may be constructed for the service of Krishna. It is generally. But it is also mentioned there, if one has noted, a remarkable thing, that only Sharanagati can give everything without taking any form of devotional tendency. Mere Sharanagati. So that reminded me about that type of Sharanagati. It is also mentioned perhaps in my Papanna Jivanamata. The mere Sharanagati can give up the highest desired result without Savan, Kirtan, Smaran, Bandhan and the Suvadar forms. Mere Sharanagati. Sharanagati means surrender. Surrender. There are different types of surrender. The very quality of surrender. If we can examine closely, we may find the element there. Even of rasa, different rasa. Highest type of Sharanagati is possible in the highest type of rasa sarvis, that is Madhura rasa. Madhura rasa has been accepted to be the token of fullest Sharanagati. Every atom of one's spiritual body cries for the corresponding atoms of the spiritual body of the Lord, which is not possible in any other rasa. In Bengali verse of the greatest devotees, Priti Anga Lagi Kande Priti Anga Mor. Every part of my limb, every limb is crying for the corresponding part of the limb of the Lord. The Sharanagati preparedness for any sort of autocratic service of the Lord. No rhyme, no reason. No room for any aspiration, good, bad. Sharanagati. So mere Sharanagati, can satisfy our desire and so Babaji Maharaj's that earlier surrendered life beginning in Nandagram, Nandabhagija, and he expressed in that letter, I feel very much happy that I have taken the right course and the right position in my life, exclusively given surrendered at this wheel we love the Lord. And so many years passed, so many nights of Ekadashi he has kept a week and went on with his Nam Bhajan, Shastri Kalajana, all these things. He deeply engaged himself in all the religious forms of bhajan. But his remark that I felt highest blissfulness in my life when I was in Nandabagicha at that time, 1941. Saranagati. He was fond of Sukha Rasa, though he used to read all types of Shastra Rasa of all types. And he used to heard the Kirtan, the representation, even including those of Sahajiya Kirtan. But they could not make him Sahajiya, though he attended Sahajiya school. So firm his faith was in Krishna consciousness proper. Yakko Umarahara, Saiva Hivara, Taiva Chaitra Kapa, Mahaprabhu says, Bandaki Bhamaya Vrindavan, Shaila Deki Manihaya, whose aim is firmly established, whose earnest is very sincere for the realization of Krishna consciousness. His associations with objectionable things in our consideration cannot attract him in the black way, but gives some contribution towards his own direction. Mahaprabhu says about Nityananda Prabhu, Javani Madhira Jadi Nityananda Dhari Tathapi Brahmarabanda Kohinu Tamari. If Nityananda Prabhu is sent to view of the house of a wine shopkeeper, and sin to enter the house of a prostitute, still you must know for certain that he is to be is worshipable of Brahma and Shiva himself. If he goes there not to take anything but to give, but to give those fallen souls, to deliver them from their present position. He is going not to take anything from them. So Krishnadas Babaji, though he mixed apparently with the so-called Sahajiya section, but he did not deviate from the prince real conception of Krishna consciousness of the Acharya, the Gauriya Math, what he came to be to us. Lastly also, with firmness, we see him to stick to his firm faith, and that Nandagram, Pavan Sarovar, and there in the Bhajana Kuti of Sanatana Goswami. He made his shelter there, final selection, and therefrom he from the visible world to the invisible. He entered surely in the invisible aspect of Vrindavan. And he told plainly he had much attraction for Sukhrasa, a Subal. His leader, he considered his leader, his next guide as Subala, who had had some connection with Madhura Rasa. Madhura Rasa, amongst all the friends of Krishna, Subala is considered to be the highest for his intimate connection with Madhura Rasa. So he considered his guide in the form of Subala. He had a liberal heart, and he used to mix with all the contending parties of Gauriya Math at present. He almost went everywhere. And with his smiling face, he used to mix and associate. But still he had some special attraction or some special quarter. He was an intimate friend of mine, as I told already, and he had much appreciation, especially for my poems, Sanskrit poems. I asked him once, why you have got such special affection for me, but your poems is the cause for that. I am captured by the ideas, by the language, by the style of your poems. He was very strict, and not a man who would, by the pressure of the circumstances, will submit to anyone and everyone, not of that type. That was also one of his characteristics of his nature. So, he used to sing the poems of the Goswamis about Krishna Leela. Not ordinary, selected. But his affection was so much towards me that he used to chant in the day of the night of Ekadashi, and he was there everywhere. He preferred to chant the most modern shlok of mine. So, in a heart-to-heart relation, he was very intimate to me. And anyhow, today's function is also showing something like that. It was not pre-designed, but anyhow, I am entangled with some such function in his connection by divine arrangement. So our connection was something above the conscious area. of our experience, which causeless connection. In many other ways also we have many common things. Sometimes I myself dealt with him in a rough way also, but he did not mind that. His friendship for me was so deep, he did not care. Such happenings also took place here. So, today I pray to him whatever wrong I might have done about him, he may forgive them all and accept me as his sincere friend. With the help of you all. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Vaishnavir Gunagam, Kalinda Ji Virodam, Sunyaji Sadhu Guru Mukhi. It has been broadly advertised that if we can sing in praise of the Vaishnava, then we can have higher, higher promotion in the line of devotion. It is easy to praise the sons or poems written about the Supreme Lord. But it is difficult to praise, to be able to praise really the services of the absolute. The possibility of jealousy, matsarata, comes to interfere. He is a man, I am as you know, similar, same status. Why should I submit to him? This sort of pratishtha, egoism, as opposes, hinders us to call spade a spade. So, nimmatsaranam satam. Lord also says, if you are my devotee, you are not real devotee of mine. But if you are devotee of my devotee, you are my real devotee. The jealousy has got a test there. Nirmatsaranam satam. Nirmatsaranam satam. We may not have naturally any competitive position in comparison with the Supreme Lord, but a competitive superiority complex possibly comes in the case of a Vaishnava. We can't submit to them, it is difficult. But when we are really captured and conquered by the Sarup Shakti, Yoga Maya of Krishna, then this realistic view comes within us. And so much so, with the improvement of his own purification, his own progress,